This is episode 88 of the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, A Question Mormons Can't Answer by Clay Jones. This article was first published as an online exclusive for volume 46, number 1 and 2 for the Christian Research Journal. The Christian Research Journal Reads podcast presents audio versions of Christian Research Journal articles. To read the full article along with its documentation, please go to equip.org. That's EQUIP.org.
A Question Mormons Can't Answer. This article is by Clay Jones and read by an automated voice. When the Mormons, also known as members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, come to my door, I always ask them the same question because it's a question Mormons can't answer. I do this because this question is essential to their beliefs. Many years ago, I was going to teach on Mormonism at a church, and I decided that I should get the advice of Sandra Tanner, one of the most respected missionaries to Mormons. Now Sandra and her late husband Gerald Tanner are the founders of the Utah Lighthouse Ministry, and I have appreciated their work since I first started studying apologetics in the 1970s. So I called their ministry and Sandra answered the phone. I asked her what line of reasoning she would use when the Mormons came to her door. What she told me is the reasoning I've used ever since. The question I ask regards why Mormons believe Mormonism is true, which they believe to be true because they had a subjective, personal, inward witness of the truth of it. The Book of Moroni encourages seeking this inward witness. What follows is on the first page of one of my copies of the Book of Mormon. Quote, "Behold, I would exhort you that when ye shall read these things, that ye would ask God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Christ, if these things are not true. And if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you, by the power of the Holy Ghost." Unquote. Moroni 10:3-5. This is also known as the, quote, "burning in the bosom," unquote. In their Doctrine and Covenants, which Mormons also consider to be inspired scripture, it says, quote, "But behold, I say unto you, that you must study it out in your mind. Then you must ask me if it be right. And if it is right, I will cause that your bosom shall burn within you. Therefore, you shall feel that it is right." Unquote. 9:8. Now obviously, if any person believes that they have received a personal revelation, directly from God, that something is true, then that can trump just about any other arguments about the truth of whatever they believe. Therefore, if a Christian chooses to argue with a Mormon about any other doctrine, it's unlikely to change their minds because they have received what they believe is a subjective personal assurance directly from God that Mormonism is true. Therefore, my question concerns the trustworthiness of their subjective personal experience. After we exchange the usual pleasantries, I've never encountered a Mormon who wasn't pleasant. I'd always ask them this question, quote, "Why do you believe Mormonism is true?" Unquote. The conversation typically flows as follows. Christian: "Why do you think Mormonism is true?" Mormon: "Because our lives are improved since we became Mormons." C: "My life is better too since I became a Christian." M: "Well, our church does a lot to help the poor." C: "My church does that too." M: "We send missionaries out all over the world." C: "We Christians do that too." M: "We emphasize family values." C: "We do too." Basically, whatever a Mormon says about this kind of thing, I'm always able to say, quote, "We Christians do that too." Unquote. Because, well, we Christians do that too. This may go on for some time, but sooner or later. C: "So why do you believe Mormonism is true?" M: "I asked God if Mormonism is true, or if Joseph Smith is a prophet, or if the Book of Mormon is inspired. Something along those lines. And I received an inward witness that it was true." C: "So you're saying that you believe that Mormonism is true because you had a subjective personal experience. But Catholics have visions of Mary. Some in the New Age movement say they have flown over rooftops through astral projection. Some people born biological males or born biological females believe they were born in the wrong body. A subjective personal experience isn't very reliable, is it? M. Well, that's all you have. Your faith is also based on subjective personal experiences. C. No, my faith is based on the objective evidence that Jesus was actually raised from the dead. It's true that I also have had subjective experiences that encourage me that Christianity is true, but those experiences are absolutely not the foundation of my faith in Jesus. Again, my faith in Jesus is based on the historical fact that Jesus was raised from the dead. As Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:14, quote, "If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless and so is your faith," unquote. So, if someone could prove that Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, then I would absolutely stop being a Christian. There are many verses testifying to the resurrection of Jesus, but I'll give only two. 1 Corinthians 15:3-8, quote, "For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all He appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born." Unquote. Acts 17:31-32, quote, "For He has set a day when He will judge the world with justice by the man He has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising Him from the dead." Unquote. Our faith is based on this evidence. So how could it be wise for you to believe that Joseph Smith received a direct revelation from angels based on a subjective personal experience? Paul even warns specifically in Galatians 1:8-9 that even if, quote, "an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel other than the one we preach to you," unquote, he was accursed. But seeing an angel is exactly what Joseph Smith claimed. M. I can see that this isn't getting anywhere, so we're going to go. C. Okay, and if you ever can answer this question, then please come back and let's talk. We want them to walk away questioning the trustworthiness of their subjective personal experiences. If we can do that, then this shakes the foundation of their belief that Joseph Smith was a prophet and that Mormonism is true.
Thank you for listening to another episode from the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, which provides audio articles of Christian Research Journal articles. If you go to equip.org, you will find a brand new article for the Christian Research Journal published weekly. In addition, please subscribe to our other podcasts. Wherever you find your favorite podcasts, you will find the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, the Postmodern Realities podcast, which features interviews with Christian Research Journal authors, our flagship podcast, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and the Hank Unplugged podcast, where CRI President Hank Hanegraaff takes you out of the studio and into his study to engage in in-depth, free-flowing, essential Christian conversations on critical issues with some of the most interesting and informative people on the planet. At equip.org, you will also find a lot of resources to equip you, including many thousands of Christian Research Journal articles. That's EQUIP.org.